It was really, really interesting. What they did is followed four people who were having this experimental treatment, and which is a very complex treatment and it's very aggressive treatment, followed their stories and how they did. What they had is stem cell therapy, and in a nutshell, what they do is in your bloodstream and in your bone marrow are a lot of stem cells, and they give you some very powerful drugs to encourage the stem cells out of your bone marrow and into the bloodstream, and then they harvest them. They withdraw your blood and they take the stem cells out of it and they freeze it. And then they give you some more extremely powerful drugs and they wipe out all of your immune system. And that obviously makes you quite ill, that process, and makes you very vulnerable to infection. So you have to stay in isolation for about a month during that period. And then they thaw your stem cells and they transplant them back into you. So you get your own stem cells back, but they come back kind of on a blank canvas. And the idea is that those stem cells will then reproduce and create new cells without the defect that leads to you having MS. So it kind of reboots your whole immune system in hopes that you will then not have the effects of MS going forward. But that is a very, very aggressive treatment and it is quite risky to have. We did see in the program that some people appear to be getting quite a lot of benefit from it, but we also know through the clinical trials that are going on across the world that not everybody benefits, and a lot of people, the benefits don't necessarily last a long time. So we really need a lot more data and to see how this unfolds over time. But it looks like the people who are likely to get the most benefit are people who have the relapsing form of MS, where you get these periods of intense attacks with very, very extreme symptoms, and then periods where the disease goes a bit quieter. And people who perhaps haven't had the disease for too long and haven't accumulated too much disability already. But there's a long way to go to understanding how this treatment really works over the long term. And we need to not just get information through the clinical trials, but we'll start to build up a little bit of real world data as for people whose disease hasn't been well controlled, other ways start to try this as part of their NHS care. And I don't want to sound overly negative because it could be that this is going to be a really great option for some people. But I think we have to be really careful not to think it's going to be the one and only solution for everybody. And what we do see at the moment is that this type of stem cell therapy doesn't look like it's going to benefit people who have the progressive form of the condition, where they don't have those attacks, but their condition is getting gradually worse over time. And that group of people really struggle to get the visibility and the attention for their care that they really need. So the MS Trust really wants to highlight this group of people and say, look, we know that we're still looking for solutions for people with progressive disease, and we are really committed to making sure that they get the very best possible care as well. This is a really high-risk strategy. It's very, very expensive, tens and tens of thousands of pounds that people spend. And that tends to be just for that early bit of the treatment where they harvest your stem cells and transplant them back in. But then there's a long period of aftercare. It can be 6 months to a year where you're still recovering from that treatment. And those costs and that care is not covered. People come back to the UK, and they need more support in order to get through that period. And there are some people out there across the world who are offering some very well poorly controlled, very dangerous treatments. And so it is so important that people get really reliable information if they are thinking about any of these very aggressive treatments. We'd really encourage them to do two things. One is to come to us, come and talk to the MS Trust, and we can provide you with some really reliable information to help you make the choices that are right for you, and to talk to your MS team, your MS neurologist and your MS specialist nurse. And the MS Trust can help you find those people. We're in very close contact with MS services across the UK. We know them all, and we'll help to hook you up with the right people in your area to talk to. So get in touch with us and let us help support you in finding the best information. And you can reach us two ways. You can come to the website, which is www.mstrust.org.uk, or you can phone us free phone any weekday, 9 to 5. The number is 0800 032 3839. That's 0800 032 3839, and we know about services right across the UK, so we can provide you with the very best information to help you make the choices that are right for you. So there is only one clinical trial going on in the UK, and that's out of Sheffield, and it has very strict eligibility criteria. So they'll only accept very small numbers of people. We're now seeing the very first, very small scale use of it other places outside of clinical trials in the NHS. And the MS Trust is funding the first piece of research to really look at how stem cell therapy is being used, if I can put it this way, in the real world, to collect some data about how people are being selected and what kind of services they need, so that if the clinical trials are positive, then we can get on with trying to establish some services that are going to be safe and effective. So it's only in very limited centers. And if people want to contact us at the MS Trust, we can tell you about what's going on out there and how you can access it. But it's all going to be based on the referral that you get from your MS team. And when they feel that the other treatment options that might be out there for you have not been effective, and this might be a more risky but potentially beneficial option for you to consider.